Welcome back to another episode of The Window. This is our November preview show, and there is a lot of international football this month all across the globe. We've got World Cup qualifiers starting in Africa. We've got World Cup qualifiers continuing in Asia, and we've got the conclusion of Euro qualifying. Welcome to The Window. We're going to take you through all of it this month. Before we get into it, Joe, how excited are you for this window?
I can't wait. This is like Christmas came early for me. I love it. So yeah, I'm really excited and can't wait to get into it with you.
Awesome. I feel the same way. We were just talking and there are so many teams playing this window, with Africa being back, with Asia getting into their second round of World Cup qualifying, Euro. For the most part, almost every nation in the world is playing this window. That is crazy to think about. Oceania even has some Pacific games. We're not going to talk about that too much. But with the exception of a few teams in CONCACAF and some teams that were eliminated from Asian qualifying, just about every other team in the world is playing this window. And that means it's going to be a long episode. I can guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can divide it out or something this time and make it a little easier to listen to for the listeners. Who knows? But
perhaps
long episode seems to be our forte.
That's okay. That's okay. We're glad to have you and hope the listeners enjoy it. And we're really excited to take you through everything that's going on this window.
Yes.
Let's jump into European qualifying because that's going to wrap up this window. We're going to have, including Germany, 21 of the 24 teams known by the end of the window. 8 teams have qualified already. They are England, Portugal, France, Belgium, Spain, Turkey, Scotland, and Austria, in addition to host Germany. So 9 of the teams are known, but still a lot to play for. There are a lot of teams that are in great position to qualify, but there's still a lot that's unknown. So with that being said, let's get into some of the groups and where things stand. Group A, Spain and Scotland have qualified. At this point, both Spain and Scotland are playing for position, really. The winner of the group will be in either pot 1 or pot 2 for the draw. The team that finishes in second place will be in either pot 2, 3, or 4, or pot 2 if they're the best second place finisher, which Scotland or Spain potentially could be, likely if not pot 3. So really not a whole lot to play for in this group. I think Spain's probably going to end up finishing top of the group and probably in the top pot for the draw, but anything in particular with this group that you're looking forward to this window?
No, not in particular. I mean, for me, this group was kind of busted because Norway didn't get to the place where I was hoping they would. But
yeah, you know, that Scotland-Norway final match day, unfortunately, is not going to mean a whole lot.
Yes. But I'm still happy for Spain and Scotland. And yeah, just kind of looking forward to seeing who gets that top spot. But if I'm being honest, I don't know how much attention I'm really going to be paying to this group this window.
I think that's fair. I think you're not alone. If Spain wins both, they win the group, which I think at Cyprus and hosting Georgia, you definitely expect them to do. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, why don't we just move ahead to Group B, where there is a spot still available. France is qualified. The Netherlands and Greece are both on 12 points, but after last window where the Netherlands got a huge win against Greece, I think this group also at this point is really just a formality.
Yeah.
Netherlands is hosting Ireland. They also travel to Gibraltar. They need any win against Gibraltar will qualify them. Greece really need a miracle. So to me, it looks like it's going to be the Netherlands joining France as qualified.
Yeah, Greece is going to have to beat France and hope that Netherlands somehow loses or draws. And yeah, I just don't see that happening. So
yeah,
this is probably wrapped up for all intents and purposes. It's going to take it would be an absolute catastrophe. It would be crazy if the Netherlands somehow drops out of the position that they're in at the moment. So, yeah, not expecting really any changes here. And
agreed.
That's Greece into the playoff.
Absolutely. Greece would be in path C. They are mathematically guaranteed a playoff spot. So I think you can expect to see that happen. I don't think that's at this point going to be a direct qualification spot for them.
Yeah.
But they will host a semifinal game, which is going to be huge. It looks like they'd face either Kazakhstan or Luxembourg. So I think Greece is still in a good spot, despite not, in all likelihood, not qualifying directly. I do think they're in a good spot.
I think either one of those opponents, it would make for a really good game, actually. Very entertaining game.
Yes, absolutely. And Georgia, who we just jumped over in Group A, they also have a spot in the playoffs. I guess we should talk, just we jumped over Norway a little bit. let's talk about Norway. I apologize. I blew past Norway and I shouldn't have. So I know you were upset. I didn't want to keep harping on it.
You're good.
But Norway at this point, Norway's still alive for the playoffs. And we've got it as roughly 50-50 for Norway to get into the playoffs. So they're looking like they may get in. They're right on that cut line of they're probably either going to be the last team into the playoffs or the last team out of the playoffs. They're really looking for teams above them to qualify, no more teams below them to qualify. Right now, we're projecting Slovenia, like below them in the Nations League table, Slovenia, Albania, Turkey has already qualified, and Slovakia to qualify. If that happens, where it's those four teams below them, nobody else below them in the Nations League table qualifies, Norway will get into the playoffs. So they still have the opportunity to get in. Some people think it's more likely than others, but right now it's, I say, about 50-50. I think a lot's really going to hang on Romania, and if Romania qualifies, Norway could be in some trouble. So didn't mean to blow past them. They're still alive. but they're guaranteed a little bit less. Georgia, Greece, they're guaranteed playoff spots. So I think at this point for Norway, it's just hope things go your way and you get another chance to perhaps stay alive.
Yep. I'll take it. Let's roll the dice, baby. Come on.
I don't think anybody wants to play Norway in the playoffs. I will just say that.
Yeah.
They have, I think, a couple good players.
Yeah, just a couple. and they're expanding and getting better all the time. There's a new face in the Norway squad this window. It's a player who plays at AZ Alkmaar, David Wolf. And yeah, well deserved call up for him. We'll have to see how he integrates into the team. I believe he's a defender, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, so yeah, another new face for Norway. There's been several of those of late, and I think they're really trying to build up their squad. So good for them, and let's hope they have a little bit of luck on their side.
Yes.
And Georgia too. You know, Georgia. Mm-hmm. You don't want to not to go on too long, but you know, we've talked a little bit about Georgia in the past, and they could be a really, really punchy, really tricky side on their day. And I think that's the thing, is like which Georgia team's going to show up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia also is in a good place because Georgia is going to be in the League C path. So they're going to be in with Greece, Kazakhstan, and Luxembourg if it is the four of them and they all don't qualify. They're going to host the first game no matter what, and they could host a second game. So for Georgia, you could be looking at two home games to qualify for Euro. So I think they're also having the Nations League to fall back on is definitely a good thing. I will say that just looking at the table and how things have come together with who gets into the playoffs, who doesn't. This is the second time that UEFA has done this, where they've used the Nations League as a qualification mechanism for Euro. I think the last time, and even this iteration, I would say, I don't think all teams took the Nations League perhaps as serious as they should have. And given how important it is to not, really to not mess up in the Nations League, and I'm going to call out one specific team in Sweden. Sweden is so far down the Nations League table. They're out. They're officially eliminated. We'll talk about them in a little bit, but they did not have a strong Nations League. They finished fourth in their group. They're getting relegated. Not having that fallback option, I think, in retrospect, they are certainly regretting. And I think that's what UEFA really wants, is teams to actually take the Nations League very seriously. And I think after this cycle, I think teams are going to be a little more proactive in trying harder for the Nations League.
Yeah, made them sit up a little more. Yeah.
So some things to watch across teams that are not qualify directly, but I think the playoffs are going to be exciting as well.
Well, and Sweden's also probably going to have a new manager as well. I don't think Anderson's going to be around. In fact, I know he's not, because the Federation's already come out and said that if they didn't qualify for Euros, he's gone. So yeah. These are basically his last two games in charge of Sweden, and then they're going to be looking for someone new. And yeah, I think with that will come the caveat that, hey, like, we've got to get this team firing. Like, there's some talent here. We've got to get players integrated. We've got to move past some other players. You know, it's time. It's time to renew the cycle for Sweden. And I think, I think you'll see a different Sweden come next Nations League campaign.
I'm sure they would much rather be still have a chance to qualify than not have a chance to qualify. Of course, you never know what would happen in the playoffs. And of course, teams are more likely to not make it than make it in the playoffs, as only one team from each path will. But I think for Sweden, especially for a team that we've talked about a number of times as struggling, falling off form, next generation type team, I think it does give them a bit of a head start for World Cup qualifying. Just knowing, hey, we're not going to be at Euro, we're not going to have the playoffs, even this window. They're at this point looking forward.
Yep.
Hopefully that gives them a little more runway to think about things and figure it out as they head into World Cup qualifying in 2 years' time.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree.
All right. Let's slide down to Group C, where there is a lot at stake in Group C. So Ukraine and Italy is going to be a battle. The first match day, Italy hosts arch nemesis North Macedonia. It's important for Italy because if they don't defeat North Macedonia, it changes the whole dynamic for the final match day against Ukraine. And Italy needs a win against North Macedonia, and then a draw against Ukraine would be enough. If they don't defeat North Macedonia, they have to beat Ukraine. They have to. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, Italy has to at least get one win out of this window. How are you feeling about Italy's chances?
Yeah, it's really interesting because they released their squad today, actually, and there were two new faces in there that may have come as a bit of a surprise to some people, especially given such high stakes, right? You would think maybe that Spalletti would go with a team that is all familiar faces, right? Like this team that knows how to play together, how to work together, right? And maybe only two players is not such a big deal. Andrea Cambiaso from Juventus, Andrea Colpani from Monza, you know, both Serie A players, both players who came through the Italian youth national teams, right? So they're familiar with, you know, that playing style for Italy. You know, they're familiar with the setup, right? So betting into the squad might not be such a big deal for them. And they may not even see playing time. Who knows? But back to your question, it's going to be really interesting to see what ends up happening here, because if Italy does not qualify, that's the third major tournament that they've missed out on in recent times. And I think at that point, you need to start looking at your league and what is it, how is it producing players, and you know, where are our players playing and things like that. So yeah, it's like do or die time for Italy. And I don't know, I kind of like Ukraine in this instance, if I'm being honest.
I feel like I do too. I'm not convinced Italy's going to beat North Macedonia. And even if they do and they lose to Ukraine, they're out. So I feel like I also am leaning towards Ukraine here. Italy, I mean, they won the last Euro. And they've missed the World Cup twice in a row to miss Euro. I mean, it's certainly a realistic possibility. You know, taking a look at our numbers, got it about 70-30 in favor of Italy, just based off of the projections that we have. But I mean, that's close to a toss up. I mean, that's not a huge variance to look at. So I also agree. I like Ukraine. It'll be interesting. I hope that, I guess I'm hoping Italy beats North Macedonia so that Ukraine has to go for the win. I don't know what kind of game we would see if Italy does not defeat North Macedonia. But that final match day, which is on the 20th, so in 10 days time, so it's next Monday, that Ukraine-Italy game is going to be huge.
Yeah.
Someone will qualify from that game.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, if it's not, I mean, Italy are the defending European champs, right? They won the last Euros. And so for them to not be there, it's just crazy. I guess I will add too that for Ukraine, and maybe I'm eating my words a little bit here, but they've also called in two new faces, right? So, you know, calling in new players is not necessarily a new thing, and doesn't mean that it's do or die. It's just interesting to me in this context of such important games that, you know, they're making space to bring in some new faces.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting. And I guess that's why I'm not a manager.
I just wanted to clarify one thing. Italy will not be eliminated entirely if they don't qualify ahead of Ukraine. They do have the playoffs as well. Mm. But then you get it into another situation where you're looking at Poland, most likely Wales. I don't think that's a situation that Italy wants to be in, where they have to then win two games after that to qualify. So
probably not, I think I'd fancy them over Poland at the moment.
I think I would as well. Not sure about Wales.
Not sure about Wales. Yeah.
I'm back and forth with where they're at right now, but I think they know that just regardless, if they beat Ukraine, they're in. It doesn't matter what happens in the other match. If they defeat Ukraine, they're in. So I think they'll be in at some point. I think it's unlikely that they miss entirely, but you never know.
Yeah.
Especially when those playoffs are one-legged as well.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Group D, Wales and Croatia. If you heard us, we were on BBC Radio Sport Wales. apparently, I've been told I'm a good luck charm for the Wales national team. I've had requests to reappear on this radio show. We're available. Happy to come through and talk. Wales got a huge win in the last window over Croatia. They are firmly in it right now. They are actually second in the group right now. And they play two more matches. Wales is I lost at Armenia, and then Wales is hosting Turkey. So for Wales, the math is simple. If they win two, they're in. They don't need any other help. They win two, they're in. And also, if they win two, not only are they in, they top the group. And in addition to topping the group, that means you're in at worst pot two for the Euro draw and the finals. So, I mean, huge opportunity for Wales. Armenia is not officially out yet, but in dire straits at this point. Turkey doesn't really have anything to play for. They might, really push to top the group and get a higher pot, so maybe they have that to play for, but it is in Wales court. Croatia cannot say the same. Croatia is at Latvia. Croatia hosts Armenia. I think you probably like Croatia to win both games there.
I do.
So I think it really comes down to what do you expect from Wales?
So,
What do you expect?
yeah, I think it all comes down to that game on the last match day against Turkey. And Turkey, nobody new in their squad this month. All familiar faces. Some of them were faces that were new last window in October. But their coach has them playing really well now, and he's done it so quickly. And there's just it's a complete 180 with the Turkish squad at the moment. Like he's come in and he's completely flipped the script. And I'm really curious to see how this goes. I don't want to fence it, but I'm not I'm thinking that Wales is going to struggle here.
Interesting. At home against Turkey.
Yeah.
Man.
I think it's going to be a draw.
Our listeners are going to be upset.
They'll be upset. That's fine. You know where to reach me. It's fine.
Unless they're Turkish, and then they'll be happy with your projection. Every time I feel like I count Wales out, they surprise me and come back. Like, in theory, the game against Croatia should have maybe been a little bit harder than what they would see against Turkey. I agree. I think they beat Armenia, and I do think they set up that winner take all against Turkey. And I'm gonna say they do it. I think it's gonna be tough against Turkey. I agree. I think the extra motivation of Turkey's not really playing for anything, versus Wales, who is essentially playing to qualify versus not make it. I think just being at home in that sort of environment with that opportunity, Wales has been there the last couple times, and I think that experience, I like them to win both, actually.
For me, Wales, I can't get a read on them. I think maybe you mentioned something like that too. Like they go on like these streaks where they are good and then they're bad and then they're good again all of a sudden. Like there's no consistency. They've conceded the third highest amount of goals in all the in the group, right? So the group's five teams and they'd be sitting in the middle there. They've conceded eight goals, right? So only Armenia and Latvia have conceded more. There's just something about them for me that I don't think that they're going to have enough to get that win against Turkey that they are probably going to need. So that's why
That is going to be a fun game.
that's going to be a fun one. That's definitely going to be a fun one for sure. Quick side note, anybody who's interested if you want to watch any of the games in the Armenian League, they're all on YouTube each week for free. That's
phenomenal news.
So just FYI.
I think you found the right crowd that may perhaps be interested in the Armenian League is our listeners. So
there you go.
Thank you, Joe.
No problem. go watch yourself some FC Noah. That's what I did last night.
So. That is definitely that was not on my calendar, but it may have to be.
All right, moving on.
And just real quick on that group, both Croatia and Wales are highly likely to be in the playoffs should they not qualify directly. Croatia is mathematically guaranteed a spot. Wales is not, but given how things are shaking out with the teams from League A, Wales looks extremely likely to make the playoffs should they not qualify directly. So probably won't be the end of the line for either team, but we will see how that goes.
Yep.
All right, Group B. I did not expect to see Albania sitting top of the table heading into the final window. I didn't expect Moldova to be 2 points behind second heading into the final window.
I know.
That is, if they could play Poland every time, I think they would be ecstatic.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they have Albania next, and I don't think they're going to get anything from Silvino and Co. Yeah. So,
I mean, Albania just needs a point to qualify at this point. Mm-hmm. So they have two matches to do that. Albania, as you mentioned, is playing against Moldova in Moldova. So that's the first match. They're hosting the Faroe Islands in the second match. Any chance they don't get 1 point from those two matches?
No.
Totally agreed. So we're both saying Albania will be in, which I think is extremely, extremely likely at this point.
Who do you like? By the way, sorry. That is only their second time qualifying for Euros.
That is extremely important to point out. The Euro 2016 was a little disappointing for me. I think, I don't know if did we talk about this on the last show about Albania a little bit? And just, I think we did, but
I think so.
I think looking at Albania, where that team is at now, I think you could easily make the argument that this team has the highest expectations of any Albanian team ever in a European competition.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if you're an Albanian supporter, this is a phenomenal time. I know there's been a lot of excitement around that team. We talked about them a lot as they're doing something a little bit different, and it's clearly paid off.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Yep. Czech Republic, Poland. It's great that on match day 9, the first of the two match days this window, we have Poland hosting the Czech Republic. That is a huge game.
It's a huge game.
It's the last game for Poland. They did not play in the final match day.
That's right.
So this is it. Poland has to win. So if they do not win, they are out of at least the direct qualification spot. What do you think happens in that match before we move on?
Poland at home against Czech Republic. So the Czech Republic beat Poland in the first match of this European. Man, that seems like yesterday. That was wild. I don't think Poland's going to automatically qualify. I think Poland's going to have to. I think Poland's destined for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Honestly, because with only one game left and. You know, we know how the Czech Republic operates, right? They're going to go away to Poland and they're going to be stingy as you know what. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, it's going to be really interesting to see if they come away with any sort of points there, because that's really all they need. If Czech Republic draws there, then that's it.
Like, that is done, it. Yeah. Right? And not only that. Even if Poland beats the Czech Republic, they still may not qualify.
Exactly.
Because the Czech Republic hosts Moldova on the final match day. If the Czechs win that game regardless of anything else. They qualify. They don't need anything else. They just need to win that game against Moldova, and they're in. So, I really wonder if Poland's almost already checked out and saying, hey, you know what, we're probably almost certainly going to be in the playoffs. It seems kind of ridiculous to think. I'm sure they're not thinking, hey, let's just not try against the Czech Republic. But I'm strongly favoring the Czech Republic to at least beat Moldova and then essentially render that game useless.
Yeah. So two thoughts here. So for Poland, no Arkadiusz Milik, and nobody new in the Poland squad, but Milik is not there. He's the 12th player that was in the World Cup squad just last year, a year ago, who is no longer in the Poland squad. So they've cycled out 12 players now, more or less.
That is wild.
It is wild. And I don't think Lewandowski was in the squad last month, if I remember. I think he was nursing an injury. I might be incorrect on that, but anyways, he is there. And maybe it was September. I can't remember which window it was, but it was a recent one. He wasn't there. Anyways, I guess the other piece that I would say is I think Moldova has a part to play in this potentially yet. And I
would not count them out.
I would not either. And I don't know what part they're going to play. I don't think they're going to beat Albania, but I do wonder if they'll give the Czech Republic some headaches.
Yeah, and you look at what they need, and they have a tiebreaker over Poland. So a possible outcome, not necessarily saying it's a likely outcome, but a possible outcome, draw against Albania. If Poland defeats the Czech Republic, and then Moldova defeats the Czech Republic, Moldova is in. Highly unlikely outcome.
I think that's pretty unlikely.
I think it will be interesting though to see what happens coming out of that first match day, because Moldova might be out. If the Czech Republic wins against Poland, they're in. Moldova could be out heading into the final match day. Mm-hmm. If they're still alive, I mean, the only way that they're still alive is
a draw.
It's them against the Czech Republic, and they're both playing for a spot at Euro.
Yeah, that's true, because they don't necessarily have the head-to-head over the Czech Republic. So if the Czech Republic and Poland draw, that puts the Czech Republic on 12. If Moldova beats the Czech Republic, they'd both be on 12. But I think...
Yeah, they would if they could also get a point against Albania as well.
Correct. If they didn't, though. Yeah.
They need to get something against Albania.
Endless permutations.
All right. Well, that's Group E. Group F, speaking of lack of permutations, done and dusted in Group F with Belgium and Austria qualified. Nothing else to play for there.
Yeah.
Let's shift down to Group G. I would say almost also done and dusted.
Yeah.
Hungary is on 14 points. Serbia is on 13. Montenegro is on 8. Hungary just needs a point to qualify. Serbia needs... I don't know if with the tiebreakers if they would qualify with just a point, but they're both teams are in great position to qualify. Hungary is hosting Montenegro, Serbia is hosting Bulgaria, what is the other game that I'm missing? Hungary at Bulgaria as well. So they both play Bulgaria. Bulgaria is out. They have nothing to play for. Any chance that it's not Hungary and Serbia?
No, I don't think so.
I agree.
In fact, I think they both know it too, because both Hungary and Serbia have brought in some new faces in this, in their roster for this window. So that's a little exciting. I did also want to just make a quick note about Bulgaria. So they are sitting bottom of the group, and they have sacked their manager and brought in Ilyan Ilyev as the new manager for Bulgaria. It's an interesting appointment because he was at Chernomor, who I don't know if our listeners will be familiar with him, but that's a team that they went pretty deep in European qualification in terms of like club. I can't remember if they were Conference League. I think they were Conference League. Anyways, he had that team playing really well. So it'll be interesting to see if he can do the same thing for Bulgaria.
Yeah.
And he obviously has roots in the Bulgarian game. And so, yeah, I'm fascinated to see what he's going to do. He did bring in one player from Chernomor, Zivko Atanasov. I don't know much about him, to be honest, but, you know, you do tend to see that. Like, even the new Turkish manager did that, too, for Turkey, right? He brought in players from Adana Demirspor, where he was before he took over the Turkish team. So, you know, they like to have players that they're familiar with. And so he's already kind of starting to do that with Bulgaria. So,
yeah. And yeah, I think just kind of like Sweden being out this early, I think you can start turning the page and getting ahead of the next qualifying cycle, which I think is a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
No reason to kind of continue on doing the same things.
Right.
All right. So Group H, Slovenia 19 points, Denmark 19 points, Kazakhstan 15, and that's it. And Finland is done.
Yep.
I guess the question is, can Kazakhstan make up a four point gap over two match days? What do you think? They host San Marino.
Yep.
Which is not a bad thing, but then they're at Slovenia, and
so
the window could be open.
It could be. I'm itching at this group because I think Kazakhstan is gonna get past San Marino. No doubt there. But that last game against Slovenia Kazakhstan is gonna be absolutely fascinating because Slovenia plays Denmark first, and yeah, poor Slovenia. They've got a tough window. They really do. I'll be really interested to see what ends up happening here.
Yeah. I think Denmark should be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Slovenia, I mean, at Denmark, as long as they don't win that game, even if they draw and Kazakhstan beats San Marino, then Kazakhstan will win at Slovenia and they qualify.
Right.
That's all they need to happen. So I think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be in play where that final match day, it comes down to those two.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. And I can't wait to see it unfold. If Kazakhstan actually pulls this off, that will be something, but
it would.
I'm liking Slovenia though. And we talked about that a little bit last time. They're a fun team to watch, and they've got some really good players that are coming up. So,
yep.
It's going to be good. The Šeško show.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's shift down to Group I. Romania, Switzerland, Israel. It's a three-team race at this point. Israel is going to play four games this window. Starting on Sunday. The two matches last window were obviously postponed. It's a lot of games to play.
Yeah.
Romania is currently ahead. Romania only has two matches left to play, though. They're on 16 points. Switzerland has three matches to play, including one of those makeup games against Israel. They're on 15 points. There's a lot riding on this group. And not only none of the three spots, I would say, I don't even know if I would say this much about any other group at this point. I don't think you can feel confident that any of those three are going to qualify. I think probably feeling best if you're a Switzerland supporter, I would say. But nothing in this group is really settled at all. And not only that, a lot is riding on this group for the playoffs as well, because Israel is actually top of the League B Nations League table. And so as we're talking about a team like Norway, will they get in the playoffs? Will they not get in? There's a ton riding on this group this month. So a lot is going to happen in a short period of time. Who do you think of those three teams, which are the two that you like to qualify?
So although Romania sits on top of the group at the moment, they've played 8 games, and I think that's going to be to their detriment. So I'm actually liking Switzerland and Israel to to kind of pull through. It's going to be really tough for Israel, though. I mean, 4 games is a heavy, heavy load. Lots of new faces in their squad, though. And when I say lots, I guess I really only mean 3. But still, you know, some younger players who have performed very well for their youth national teams of late and are finally getting their chance to shine with the senior team. You've got Gil Cohen from FC Ashdod. You got Anan Kalali from Maccabi Haifa and Idan Toklamadi from Maccabi Petah Tikva. Maybe you say that better than I do. I don't know. But but I know for sure that Toklamadi, I think, is really highly rated by some people out there for sure. And it's just gonna be really interesting to see if these three get any play time. I would anticipate that they will, given such a heavy game load, and how Israel just handles 4 games in 10 days, which is just, it's insane. They've brought out Zahavi out of retirement for this. They know that the pressure's on them and they're going to have to deliver if they want to go to the Euros. But I think they're in a good, situation to do it. It's just if, you know, how they manage it, how do they manage players? How do they manage fatigue? How do they manage travel? Right. All those things are going to play a factor. It's such a limited time. You know, they've got their games are going to be played in Hungary. And then in the nations that they're facing.
And they also they didn't switch things. UEFA tried to help them a little bit. So the Kosovo game is going to be played first. So they'll be at Kosovo. Then they have the Switzerland-Romania games back to back. Both of those will be in the same location. So at least there's some reduction in travel they then have to go to Andorra. It's going to be a lot. But I think for Romania, they're playing Switzerland and they're playing Israel. So it's in their hands. If they win both of those matches, they're in. They don't have to worry about anything else. Doesn't matter. So it is really within their control. I think I probably favored Israel a little bit over Romania. If you would have asked me a month and a half ago, now I'm not so sure. I really think it's a toss up. Are just putting everything to the side, just looking at the numbers. People were asking us on Twitter, they're like, this can't be right, what you're showing us. All three teams have a better than 50-50 chance to qualify. They're like, that can't be right. It's right. It's the numbers work out where all three teams can have better than a 50-50 chance. Now, of course, only two teams can qualify. I don't know. I think Switzerland's going to be okay. But I don't know. Something about Romania, to me, it looked like they were down and out at a couple different points. I think they really, really last month missed a pretty big opportunity when they drew nil-nil at zero at Belarus. But I don't know, something about Romania. You know, I feel like the luck has been on their side. I think it's gonna. I'll go with them in Switzerland, and say that Israel goes to the playoffs, which unfortunately also would mean that Norway would be out of the playoffs.
It is interesting because Romania is undefeated. So is Switzerland in qualification. Neither of those teams have lost.
Unbelievable to think about, because I don't think people have. If you asked individuals that have watched European qualifying, like, name, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that are undefeated in qualifying. I don't know that anyone would come up with the name Romania. Like, yeah. it just doesn't feel like they're playing that well.
Yeah.
But they've gotten some big wins. They've avoided defeats. And, you know, they have two hard matches remaining to be played. So I don't know. It seems like they've been able to avoid pitfalls. And I think just the 4 games in 10 days for Israel is just going to be too much.
It is definitely a lot. Plus the psychological baggage that comes from what's happening in their country right now as well. You know, I mean, is the stadium going to be packed? I mean, I don't know.
I'm curious to see. I'm curious to see what kind of turnout there is. And I'm also curious to see how crowds are even in road stadiums as well. So we'll see. I think this, out of all the groups, though, this group is going to dictate a lot for all of European qualifying with the playoffs. So a lot to watch for here, a lot of games to be played, and we will know soon.
2:45 p.m. Sunday, you'll find me in front of the screen.
Israel, Kosovo.
That's right. Yeah. Is the team has landed. The Israel team is there. Wow. I saw that earlier today. So they're in Kosovo. Kosovo
already. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was interesting in the rules that UEFA had and who they would call. So I'm a little surprised they got there so early, but I mean, it is 2 days before match day at this point. So
right, exactly.
Yeah, it's going to start up soon. Yep. All right, let's shift to Group J and conclude European qualifying. So Portugal's qualified. Slovakia has a 5-point lead on Luxembourg, a 6-point lead on Iceland. Any chance for Slovakia not to qualify at this point?
I think it would be really surprising if they didn't. I mean, they've called in a pretty standard squad. Only really one new face in the side, and I would not expect him to get a lot of playing time. And I think Slovakia's probably got it wrapped up. I mean, they face Iceland. This Iceland team is getting good, but it's just not quite their time yet.
Yeah. I was a little more bullish on Iceland coming at the last window. I thought they would be able to do a little bit more. And the game at home against Luxembourg, they were ahead. And I thought, okay, you know, like I told Joe, Iceland's going to be a player. And Luxembourg came back and tied it up. And basically that was it. So
Luxembourg should have won that game, actually. They had a wide open net.
They should have.
And Gerson Rodriguez missed.
Yeah, Luxembourg had a pretty terrible window. They had that against Iceland and then lost at home against Slovakia. In a game they also probably did not deserve to lose.
Right.
But those two results, they were looking great, and those two results just really did not go. I think that's going to be it for them. But I really think they're going to be a player in the playoffs. Like, I am very much looking forward to seeing Luxembourg in the playoffs. It's likely they're going to play Georgia. I think that is, like, it's also a crazy time in the international game to think, like, Georgia v. Luxembourg is going to be a great game. And yep. I can say that with a straight face and mean it.
Yeah.
Like, it actually is going to be, like, a great game. And both of those teams have been playing, you know, Georgia hasn't had the best qualifying experience, but they are good teams. And I think, almost contrary to the last Euro, when, you know, League C got a team in, League D got a team in, and you're thinking, like, you know, there are better teams out there. I don't think that's the case this time. If you look at the teams above Georgia and Greece and Kazakhstan and Luxembourg that are not going to make the playoffs, you're looking at Ireland, Montenegro, Romania or Israel, Sweden, Armenia. Maybe the Israel-Romania, you could argue, are perhaps better than those four teams in League C, but I don't think they're definitively – I don't think any of those teams are definitively better than the League C teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I truly think that you are going to get the best in at Euro and not really see a team kind of get a charity bid, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. Two other quick notes on this group. We aren't going to spend a lot of time on Bosnia, but I did just want to note that Edin Dzeko has not been called up for them this month. And there's a lot of talk that this might be the end.
Interesting.
And that it's time to move on. I'm pretty sure as well that Pjanic is not in the side either.
Yeah.
So two big name players that have served that team and that country for a long time.
Yeah.
Not in the squad because they're basically
I'm
done.
I'm not going to read too much into that yet. They're out.
Which is fair.
They know they're in the playoffs. They truly have nothing to play for this window.
Right.
So I'm not overly surprised, but I think it's definitely something to watch as they head into the playoffs. They're going to host a game, at least one in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Definitely something to watch as that approaches, for sure.
I would expect both of those players to be there. I think if Bosnia gets bounced out of the playoff, then I think you might see that be the end.
Yep, I would agree with that as well. All right, so that is your European preview. The next time you hear from us about Euro, you're going to have 21 of the 24 teams known. We will know who is in the playoffs, and it has been an exciting European qualifying adventure, and really looking forward to knowing who's going to be there.
Yep.
The Euro draw, also, just to wrap up, will be, I believe it's the 3rd of December. So it'll be early December where they'll do that draw. And at that point, we'll know the groups as well.
Love it.